we cut some stuff out of the episode that we're going to play in this one, you know, some extra juice, some goss. I talked to Natalie for a little bit at the end. You're going to hear about that. And then also, there's just a ton of extra research that I was sent when doing this episode. So I'm going to share it now for those of you who are hardcore fans. And on the Patreon, I have posted every single photo and article and link that I am about to reference. Okay, so first off, I'm going to go through all that. And at the very end, you're going to hear me talking to our guest, Natalie, about One Tree Hill and some of the Sophia Bush, Ashlyn Harris drama. Now, I know you all know this, but what I'm about to say, you know, this isn't journalism. This is a Patreon account run by a woman who grew up next to and was maybe almost a member of a few cults myself. So I just feel like extra motivated to dissect and study what these groups look like. I have had family members who were in high control groups who were deeply affected by them. And really my big takeaway from both my own experience and looking up the people and events from Bethany's book is that very dangerous people can just look so normal. And they can even appear like weird and odd and like someone you would totally discount, like less, as she writes about in the book. And everything I share here, I think, is going to illustrate that. So first off, a bit that didn't make it into the episode that has now become the only thing I can think about is that Pam in the book, who is the mother to Harker, she's the second in command of the cult. At one point, it feels like she and Les are a couple, the way they operate. A fun fact about her is that she was an amateur ventriloquist. That's right. I just let's have everyone sit with that. The woman running the cult, amateur ventriloquist, and the vague title, businesswoman. Now, that horrifying piece of information comes from an article that was published on The Columbian, which is a Washington newspaper and online paper. It was titled Hometown Celebrity Families. And it's this piece that ran in the local paper when they purchased the restaurant. So when Les has Bethany and Quiet Boy purchase that restaurant, which in the book is, it's called The Bistro. There's this whole article of like, ooh, a new restaurant in town. And what is so wild is that the front page of this article, and again, this is in the Patreon, is they kind of illustrated their own family tree of all of these celebrities who are in this cult. Now, at the time, they obviously like didn't realize they were covering a high control group. They were just like, what's this group of people who own the new restaurant in town? And so if you want to see everyone's pictures, this is really the main source for the real people behind the characters in Bethany's book. Like Jonathan Jackson is right there. His brother, Richard Lee Jackson, is right there. That's who Abe is. The guy that Bethany marries, Michael Galati, who's also in a band, which we didn't fully discuss in the episode. And then at one point in Bethany's book, she talks about Les finding this girl that he wants her to start a band with. And she does for some time. That is Amber Sweeney. And they have a two-person band for a while. And like Amber is also on the front page of this like newspaper article covering the big news about the restaurant. Now, that article was sent to me by my source, Sensitive Gag Reflex, and you can read the entire thing. I will link it. It is also clear from that article that while Bethany said everything was in Idaho, it was actually in Washington State where all of this occurred. And the motel was a Phoenix Suites Inn. Very tough. Now, I also found a portrait. I'm going to call it a portrait. Jeff given Sears portrait vibes of Kurt, Pam, and Les, but obviously the real people behind that. So the woman being the amateur ventriloquist. And I pulled it from a website for Q3. Now, what is Q3? That is the real group, which was renamed Triad in the book, which is the management and accounting company run by Kurt, who is the rapist, Les, who is the cult leader, and Pam, who is the ventriloquist lady, as I now will refer to her. And they have obviously zero qualifications. They hired Gretchen Cheeto Fingers to gamble all the money away. And this management page is still up. Funniest part, well, there's too many funny parts about it. One of the things is the font choice is kind of like unreadable. So it's talking about being like this incredible management marketing firm and you can like barely read it. One of their skill sets is listed as vision casting. And when they say like the businesses like we represent and work with, it's all their own businesses. So it's like every character in the book had a little side business.